This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
All right, guys. We're going to crash into you.
Ha-ha!
Anyway, we're giving away Dave Matthews Band tickets later on this hour, also in the 9 o'clock hour, so make sure you guys are paying attention. Would you go to a Dave Matthews concert, or have you been?
I've been to one.
I've never been to one. Joe?
I've seen Dave Matthews like 46 times.
Wow. Okay. You were that guy before you became the fish guy?
Yeah, I was like all of high school and the beginning of college. And then I started smoking weed.
Well, I didn't.
Is that the guy to talk too much?
Yeah, Rob had an experience. Yeah. He went to the concert and he was talking too much songs.
Way too much, man. I'm like, dude, my buddy and I, like, we go back and forth at concerts. And we had just came back from a Jay-Z concert in D.C. maybe 6 months to that, before that. And I asked, I said, did you hear Jay-Z talking all of this? Who does Jay-Z politically endorse? Who is it? Jay-Z don't talk all this stuff. He just performed. This man, I'm like, dude, sing. I don't even like your music, but I came in to hear you sing. I ain't like him.
Who else did
they? Way too much.
A lot of people get beat up for talking too much during their concerts now. And Springsteen's always done it. I think he talks more than he sings, but I've never seen him live either, and I think I should before he hangs them up. All right, let's get to the world of stupid, because these stories are crazy. Listen, we go down to Florida for this one, and I don't want to... Look, a woman murdered her roommate. That's not what we're here to talk about, because she's a bad person.
So the woman murdered her roommate, and that's not the headline. Okay.
No. She figured something out, and she used something to prevent the police from getting DNA. She poured Mountain Dew all over herself and all over the crime scene.
Mountain Dew?
Yeah. You didn't know that worked? Neither did she, because it doesn't work.
Evidently,
you stupid
it doesn't,
ass woman.
We're telling the story.
She'll spend decades in prison after she murdered her elderly roommate and poured Mountain Dew on herself in an attempt to destroy evidence. Everybody knows it's Mellow Yellow, you idiot.
Oh, man. Mellow Yellow makes you feel so good so fast.
Maybe a little squirt. A little squirt? Oh, sorry, Joe. Police also found a bloody knife and two cell phones near the victim's body, one of which belonged to the man's roommate. By the way, with the technology they have today, like, it's got to be so hard to get away with crimes like this. I know people do, but like, there's videos everywhere. People are getting recorded left and right when they don't know.
I ain't trying.
Cell phones and all the it's like, what was I watching the other day where everybody's like, hey, if you have Signal or WhatsApp or one of these, the government can't track it. Yeah, they can, you dumbasses. They can still track him. What are you talking about, man? It's crazy. But this woman, Mountain Dew, did it? She tried. Hold on. Did she try Mountain Mist? I think that's the Safeway version. Maybe it was cheaper.
It's not Mountain. Maybe that's the Safeway one. There was one from Walmart that's really funny.
I worked at Safeway for a while. Well, it was one of my first jobs when I got out of
Jeremy, when did you not work?
I mean, I had a couple of different things. I don't think I worked anywhere really long except for radio. Well, I delivered pizzas for a long time. But anyway, it was Mountain Mist there. And I remember, I think the Dr. Pepper was Dr. Thunder, if I remember correctly.
Dr. Thunder.
Yeah. So good stuff. Good stuff.
Signal is secure, by the way.
I just saw a documentary where cops have to get
access to it.
But they can.
They can if they get into your phone, then they can see your messages. They can't ask Signal for the message because they're encrypted on both ends.
I want to look more into it.
I'm looking into it right now.
I'm just telling you, I watched the documentary last night where they talked about this going, hey, this is not, everybody thinks it's encrypted and nobody can get to it. We can get to it. So somehow, some way, they can get to it. Whether it has to be court ordered, whatever, I don't know. But it's not as safe as everyone thinks. And they're listening to everything. By God, Rob brought up a restaurant in a commercial break that I haven't even seen, haven't talked about in months. And as soon as he says it, what's on my feed?
It's a restaurant.
The damn restaurant. They're listening to everything, man. Screw you if you're listening. All right, how about this Chinese man? His nickname is Chimp. He suffers from a rare condition called giant pigmented nevus, commonly known as giant furred moles, which causes thick fur to grow on his shoulders and arm, making him look like what, Rob?
Ooh.
A chimp.
A chimp.
Look at that. Could you imagine having that
hair
on your body? Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, it's like they're saying it's like a gigantic mole that's, you know, covered in hair. And it covers his, what would you say, his entire left arm.
Side. Yeah.
His left side of his chest all the way around his back. And I'd say it covers about 60 to 70% of his back as well. And we've seen like, what is it, like Wolfman, the guys that get hair all the way on their faces going up. Seen all kinds of strangeness. But this one has to take the cake, man. What do you do with that? I guess you just keep your shirt on all the time?
Yeah, I guess you do. But, you know, I mean, some things you can't keep your shirt on for.
I know, but I'm not trying to be, like, disrespectful
It's not disrespectful. It's just, I mean, honest question. Well, how do you deal with that? That's not.
Oh, look what somebody did with AI. Here, watch him turn. He does look like, it's crazy. Like, his whole, can you see it? His whole upper body is filled with fur, man. People are putting up Wolverine, and now as people were posting underneath that there are kids that have that on their face, man, it's a horrific thing to go through life with. Yeah. All right, let's get to this last story, because this is, Joe, do you know about this yet? Lily Phillips, what she's doing?
I do not.
OnlyFans star Lily Phillips, 23, has her latest sex stunt where...
Wait a minute, this girl's 23, slept with 1,000 men?
Yes, in one day. In one day, Rob.
Goals, I guess.
Now she's sleeping with elderly men in nursing homes for her latest sex stunt.
Okay, my bad. I thought she was doing something else.
Well, you get what I was saying. You're like, I'm kind of happy for those older men, but what's wrong with you? Like, seriously, mentally, what's wrong with her? They questioned her dad and he wasn't around. Sorry.
Good one.
Lily has started hitting up nursing homes to have sex with geriatric men. The 23-year-old has already made millions selling sordid sex stunts on OnlyFans. Who would want to watch that? I mean, there's got to be somebody. There's so many creeps out there.
I guarantee you there's somebody.
Making millions. Like what I told you, and I'm not even trying to knock it, but when Dank DeMoss, the big rapper that was suing, the woman that was suing Lyft because the guy said she couldn't fit in the car, she started an OnlyFans. And it was like, the money's just flowing in. And there are people that like all different types of things, but this is just weird. The 23-year-old recently hit up an American nursing home to meet one of her oldest fans, 82-year-old Steve. Donning nothing more than a miniskirt and a cardigan that showed off her cleavage, a beaming Lily posed for a selfie with the overjoyed geriatric who used a walking frame to balance himself up for the photo. I don't know what to believe from these Bonnie Blue and Lily, this girl. Because they were going back and forth trying to outdo one another in just disgusting stunts. But Rob, because remember, Bonnie Blue lied about being pregnant.
Yeah.
And was posting all this stuff to try to make money for that. But this adult porn, they talked about she slept with 100 men in one night. And then, of course, it started to get more and more ridiculous. And now she started to go older. She had a 60-year-old fan and then a fan in her 70s message her. And so and then she came up with the idea, why don't I go to nursing homes and sleep with older men? And it's not like she's an attractive girl.
Very.
But after hearing this, I am not the least bit attracted to her. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I don't like those games.
There's just something wrong with her.
Yeah.
Get that figured out. You know what? Help me, baby. Therapy. Let's get you some therapy. It's a world of stupid.
As long as it's not a man, because she might want to do him too. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Jerry Palm joins us at 8 o'clock. He said the Terps will be a 7 seed. He's going to have the answer to that. But on the other side, we're going Orioles. Gunner dealing with a very mild injury. O says nothing serious, but are you concerned? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I think over the past 3 days, I looked up what intercostal muscle strain was because, to be quite honest with you, I don't think I've ever heard of it before.
You're more of an outer coastal, right?
Oh, yeah.
Costal. Coastal? Costal.
Costal.
It's an abdomen injury,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. So you're looking at, this is where we talk about those types of strains and what it could mean, obliques and things like that we've mentioned with pitchers.
The intercostal muscles comprise many different groups of muscles that run between the ribs and help form and move the chest wall.
Rob, is it all the ribs or just one rib?
Just one rib.
Just one rib.
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
But yeah, so that's how do you swing? You're not swinging. So
it's everything. It's swinging. It's turning to finish your throws. It's all of that.
So for me, the phrase very mild is all relative. You know, you can have a mild ankle sprain. You still can't run on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's mild compared to a high ankle sprain.
So
it may be a mild intercostal muscle strain, but I still can't do anything.
So people got up in arms over the fact that it was said that they weren't concerned over it. This seemed minor, right, when they were talking about the injuries.
Right.
And then now all of a sudden it comes out like, we hope he'll be ready for opening day. I don't care what anyone thinks, but when you have an injury like this that can linger, I want him to take the appropriate time off,
yeah,
even if that leads into the season, which, yeah, I don't think it's going to with what they're saying.
I think it can.
But it can, yeah.
I think it can.
Because you can aggravate that thing if you try to come back too soon.
And when I gave my opinion about it, I wasn't quite sure what the intercostal muscles were. Then I looked it up. I'm like, yeah. And I literally got a wiffle bat.
Wiffle?
A wiffle. I got a wiffle bat. And it's in the basement.
I liked it better the other
and
way.
And I started swinging it. I'm thinking to myself, put a regular baseball bat in my hand and let me try to catch it with a 90-plus mile-an-hour fastball. Or even worse, maybe get fooled and try to readjust my swing on something off speed. I'm not doing it with that injury.
Mm-hmm.
That changed my entire opinion about it. I'm not. I mean, can you think about this? You step forward because you thought fastball. Now, Gunnar Henderson is a good enough hitter to readjust his swing midway. Mm-hmm. Not with that injury.
No. And again, you don't. It's so funny. Like, I was one of my buddies I was talking to way back when he was trying to get me to switch to softball because I said, man, my back is shot. And he's like, oh, man, you should play softball. You don't have to do as much. And I'm like, I said my back hurts and you want me to swing a bat.
I love baseball. I love playing baseball. I hated playing softball, man, because the object is to let someone hit the ball. I mean,
well,
here you go. No, man.
When you get so good at softball and you're playing in certain leagues and they have a limit of home runs, guys have to consider like, hey, we're just going to keep hitting frozen ropes and go station to station until we get three guys on and then we'll swing for the fences. But then how about when you get to a certain point and you hit one over the fence, it's out. That's what you're supposed to do. But anyway, this whole thing, it turns out with Jordan Westberg, they said at his Airbnb he had an uncomfortable mattress and he thought he could just kind of deal with it. And that's where the back injury started with him. This feels more like a baseball thing that
they're all
something
staying
tweaked
together.
Yeah. So, not in the same bed, the same house, right?
Same house.
Yeah, because they got enough money for extra beds. They don't need to do what me and my friends do.
Oh.
Everybody in. It's night time. Who wants a story?
Oh, boy.
No?
Are you concerned?
I mean, look, you don't like hearing about any injuries in spring training and the potential for it to, as I said, linger longer and go into the season. That's the only concern right now. You want to take them at their word. I don't know why they'd lie to you and say, hey, it's not a big deal if it's something serious.
No, I don't think they are lying. I think they're telling the truth. It's a mild injury. But again, to me, mild is relative. You have a mild knee injury. What are you going to do with that mild knee injury? You're not playing. A mild ankle injury. You're not playing. A mild back injury. It may be mild, but you're not playing with it.
Yeah, but you can get mild sauce and it can be flavorful and not that spicy.
I love mild sauce. But I don't like mild salsa.
Okay.
I like
medium. It's just too, yeah, like you're medium. Right. Because there's got to be something in there. There's got something popping,
there you
right?
Go. Let's go out to the phone lines. Johnny and Dundalk. What's up, Johnny?
Fellas, good morning.
Good morning, man. How are you?
Good, man. It concerns me, fellas, because like I turn y'all's radio show on at 6:02 in the morning, right?
There you go. Hey, for the record, Johnny, it's 6:02 in the a.m.
That's what he said.
Okay, he said in the morning.
2 in the a.m.
There you
okay.
go. There you
well,
go.
I do that every day except Saturday and Sunday. And all last week, all I kept hearing when y'all was reporting was, well, not y'all, but the radio show. He'll be back by the end of last week. And now I'm seeing reports where he might not play opening day.
Yeah.
They live too close to the Ravens, man, and I think they might be pulling a page out of the Ravens book.
Nothing to see over here.
Well, they're going to call every it's a thigh injury. Every hamstring injury is a thigh injury, in case it's a quad injury. Never understood that in my life, man.
It's I'm not concerned about long term. I'm not. But at the same time, man, if you look up those intercostal muscles and you ever swung a baseball bat on a competitive level, you realize you're not swinging a bat with those muscles injured. You're not doing it. It's not going to happen.
I've had it before. It sucks.
It does.
It's really painful.
If it's more than mild, it's hard to breathe. Yeah. So what I take as mild, meaning he's not having problems breathing, he's not playing.
Doesn't it make sense? Have you ever bruised ribs? Have you ever broken ribs?
I've broken a rib.
And there's literally nothing you can do for it. You just have to wait for it. I mean, you can get wrapped, but again, that's not...
That's swinging a bat.
That's just protecting you. But now when you have like a rib that's bruised or broken, you can't, like laughing hurts, sneezing hurts, depending on the severity of it, breathing hurts.
Yeah.
And... So, of course, if this is something around the ribs, you can imagine that it has all sorts of issues that it could cause. You're just hoping, again, that this does not bleed into the regular season. I think they need to make a broad statement because they really don't know. Like, what if he's back in 2 weeks? You know, what if he's back right before opening day and he does miss spring training? Does it take him a while to get going? I mean, there's all types of things that can affect.
Jerry Palm joins us at 8 o'clock. But on the other side, Andrew Kittredge dealing with knee inflammation, and it's unknown when he'll be throwing again. Is it time for Elias to find another arm? Or is that arm already in camp? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
7:31 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
You see what he's doing here?
What?
He's playing legs coming in. And
I thought this was a sharp-dressed man.
Oh, I was. I'm sorry.
Sharp-dressed man, isn't it? Sharp.
I thought you were going with the other
Come
one.
Well, this is Jimmy Garvin's song, man.
You don't know.
I know. No. How do you not know ZZ Top?
I know ZZ Top.
You evidently you don't.
I do. I messed up. evidently you don't. You don't know ZZ Top. Their drummer was white. Hell, all the band members were white. We talked about this yesterday. Frank Beard, the drummer, the only one without a beard.
They're not white. It's a difference.
Billy Gibbons.
It's a difference. Mm. Andrew Kittredge last year for the St. Louis Cardinals in 74 games. The man pitched 74 games at the age of 34. He was 5-5. Nobody cares about that. 2.80 ERA, one of his career's best. And he also had a 1.88 ERA several years ago, but 2.80 is pretty good for him. 70 innings. In those 70 innings, he had 67 strikeouts. He gave up fewer hits than innings pitch. He was coming here to be the guy. 1.1 whip. ERA plus is 150, Jeremy. 150. Jeez. That's all great numbers, but I don't know when he's coming back.
Yeah, like I don't like when we hear, well, you don't like hearing anywhere you bend injury, right? Knee, right. Elbows, especially with pitchers. You look at shoulders, different things that can happen. But I don't like when they say, hey, we're going for multiple opinions. Because to me, what that means is you ain't hear what you wanted to hear the first time.
Right.
So that's why you're going to find a doctor.
Nobody gets a second opinion on good news.
No.
You are healthy. I don't want somebody else to tell me. There's no way in the world I could be healthy.
Got to be something wrong. This was one of the signings, and I know, you know, for some people it's going to kind of sound silly, but I was really excited to see how he fit into this bullpen.
Right.
Because, like, we had a caller yesterday brought up the Kansas City Royals. There was nothing special about that team except the bullpen. Their starting pitching was okay. Their bullpen, when you got to Herrera and Wade Davis, and I'm leaving one out there.
Yeah, Guthrie pitched a starter for them, man.
Yeah, and they would say, get to the fourth or fifth inning, and we've got the rest of the game locked down. And it was lights out. So, like, when you have the chance, you see Batista come back, and you can get excited about the way he threw. You can just get excited he's out there throwing. And then some of these other pieces, when you really look at the numbers of what, you know, guys like Keegan Aiken have done, I know people are down on CNL Perez, but I think there's some opportunities for this bullpen to be special this year. Maybe not as good as the Yankees, but I still think pretty good.
It's going to be real good.
Yankees bullpen is going to be outrageously good, in my opinion.
Yeah. And you look at the situation with the Baltimore Orioles and Kittredge. Do you think maybe at the age also 35 with a knee injury slower to heal?
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it's not a good sign depending on the type of knee injury. Because like I don't want to speculate here, but I'm assuming if they didn't get the results that they were hoping for and getting a second opinion, that there might be something a little bit more significant here. We've seen this before with elbows and guys getting PRP injections. I don't know that that's something they can do with knees.
I'm more comfortable with him getting in his knee than a pitcher is his pitching arm.
Yeah, absolutely, because it never works out.
Yeah.
There's only one time it's worked out, and then you can even make the case that it didn't really work out because he eventually needed it. Right. You know, like
he pitched through the season, but he needed it.
Yeah.
And so, if he has to have that on his knee, I'm okay with that. You know, and you pitch on a Monday, and you're shut down to Wednesday, okay.
Yeah.
We're fine with that.
But
and to do that throughout the season until you ramp up late in the season and you really need them in the playoffs or something, then you suck it up. Get a shot.
This is the type of stuff. I don't think, like, when we start talking about the injuries, obviously you don't hear Gunner, Westberg. I don't want to hear Kittredge either. You don't hear anybody getting hurt. But when it happens in spring training, you're like, man, we didn't even get a chance to see him in a regular season. I don't know why it means so much more to me, like, getting hurt at practice or getting hurt in a real game, why it's different to me. But, like, I look at these situations and go, this could be the type of thing that could sink an entire season. But ultimately with the Orioles, I don't think it would sink them. I think it might force their hand maybe to trade somebody they didn't want to trade.
I think going back to the hurt in the game and the practice, you put yourself in as a player. I mean, you don't want to ever get hurt. But if you're going to get hurt, you want it to be in a game. Well,
How many times have we talked about getting hurt in a meaningless game?
Yeah.
Especially like training camp where we get into the preseason football and everybody's like, well, you got to practice. You got to go out there. Let him play two series.
Wasn't that preseason when J.K. Dobbins went down?
Yes.
Come on, man. Tell me he didn't wish that happened in game one if it's going to happen.
Was he preseason or game one? Because I thought
I thought it was preseason against the Commanders.
By the way, Rob, we might be talking about two separate times because he was hurt quite a bit.
Knee was preseason. You talk about Achilles regular season.
Was that Raiders that he played?
I don't know the Achilles, but I think the preseason injury I think was against Washington.
Okay, but again, like this is the stuff that you don't want to hear coming into the season. I've talked about this too when we talk about the Ravens and the past 2 years having the best team in football. One of the things that I keep bringing up is they've been relatively healthy across the board. And that's a scary proposition because at some point the other shoe drops. I mean, Cincinnati just went through it or was injury hell. But you're going to see this where if you get a ton of injuries at the same position or if you want to talk baseball at key positions, it's kind of tough to pick up the pieces.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. This is, you're hearing these injuries with the Orioles early on and you think, well, if it's going to happen, let it happen now. as long as these aren't lingering injuries. And that's the thing that gets me. Knee, intercostal, muscles, those are things that can linger for a little while.
Yeah. Again, like, I'd rather have a broken bone than have a severe muscular issue, whether you want to talk about a strain or a tear. I mean, a strain is a tear. It's just a smaller one. But when you get into the larger tears that go on, like, what have we said about hamstring injuries all the time? Take your damn time, because how many guys have come back and just, oh, there it is, thought they were fine, and then you're back on the IL, DL, whatever. With this knee injury, we have to wait and find out. And again, with the intercostal injury to Gunnar Henderson, you're just hoping it doesn't bleed into the season.
Oh, my God. Hamstring injuries. I had hamstring injuries all through college.
Can I tell you something?
Well, soreness. My right hamstring stayed sore. Jeremy, I would stretch. Imagine a 19-year-old kid having to stretch for 30 minutes. My leg muscles were just always tight, especially that right hamstring. Stephanie dealt with it. Same thing. Her leg muscles, extremely tight.
Well, I had two separate incidents, because like I've told people, like, my ankles, and I don't play anymore, so I don't even need to knock on wood. I've only had one ankle injury in my entire life, and I wore low tops playing basketball. Like, my ankles, they bounce back. And the injury I had, I tore two ligaments in my ankle coming down on someone's foot like Kobe did.
Ooh.
And I had to crawl to my car. But that's not even like a traditional ankle injury. I mean, rolling it, like, you know, so, and I've never had hamstring injuries.
Never had a knee injury.
Nope.
Never had a back injury.
Maybe I'll trade this back injury for some hamstring injuries and foot injuries and whatever else.
Never had knee or back injury.
I've had,
naturally, you play long enough, you wake up, your back is sore, but that's muscular.
You know where my problems
are. Spinal. That's muscular. You know?
My problems are in my back and my neck. That's where I have my back and my neck. I have two herniated discs in my neck and four in my lower back.
Never any of that.
And they want to turn me into, they want to shove a gigantic pole up my rear end and make sure I'm turning like my dad. Hey, Joe, what? You got to turn your whole effing body.
When
man.
He asked that, did you say, do you want to use mine?
I am delivered. I don't use mines no more. Come on, man.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show right here on The Fan. So hopefully the Orioles can get over these injuries before the regular season starts up in Toronto, Canada. I can't wait. Jeremy, you realize, I don't mean to rub this in, but this time next week, I would have been in Sarasota for 5 days?
Yeah. I realize that. Do we know who I'm working with, Joe? Is it me and you? Is it just us two? Well, you don't know. You don't know. What do you know?
Crank up the peaches of herb. Yeah. Crank it up. Jerry Palm joins us at 8 o'clock, but on the other side, Jeremy, it's March. Do we already know who the NBA's MVP is? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Jeremy, you going to be benevolent right now?
Yeah. Caller number 5. There we go. 410-5831. I don't know why I did the...
I have no idea.
He's South African, right?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, he's originally from South Africa.
That's why he has the interesting sound to his voice, right? But caller number 5, 410-583-1057. You get to see Dave Matthews Band.
It's May 31st at Meriwether.
May 31st at Meriwether. And we're going to be giving away more tickets on our Ticket Thursday in the 9 o'clock hour.
We're doing it right now.
Yeah, call in now. Get yourself some tickets. Bother Joe.
What's that number?
410-583-1057.
Yeah, can I call in, Joe?
You don't want to go. He talks too much.
Don't bother me. Like I said, bother Joe.
Is anybody opening up for Dave Matthews?
Which no, he doesn't have openers anymore.
Oh, really? It's just full on, here's me.
Man, when you get a catalog, you don't need openers, man.
I saw Mavis Staples open up for Dave Matthews once.
Really?
It was very interesting.
Mm. If I had a catalog, man, I'm not getting an opener.
Yeah, but like whether you play an hour and a half, 2 hours, 3 hours, they're paying the same amount for that ticket.
I understand, but that's what I'd rather just play longer.
He does a lot of covers, too.
I'd rather just play longer.
That's cool,
Jeremy,
though.
Jeremy,
I love that.
Jeremy.
What?
All right. You know me.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to have an opener?
No. Opening up for Rob Long. Mr. Rob Long.
Am I going to have an opener?
Ain't nobody come here to see an opener.
I might come on in the middle of their act. You said 20 minutes, yeah, but I'm ready now, so go on.
Get on
about your business.
Get off the stage, bitch. Get out of here.
Shoot.
What were we talking about?
When you think of top five NBA popularity. Uh-huh. I'm not talking about players. Who are the most? Give me three of the most popular players in the NBA
right now.
Yeah. No, this period. I mean, if let's say you don't know the NBA.
Okay.
Who are the players you think of?
People will know LeBron. Uh-huh. I think you might know Jokic now.
You might.
Might.
Steph.
Yeah. Steph Curry, that's a great one. Yeah. Kevin Durant. Yep. Those are big names. Giannis.
None of those guys winning the MVP this year because, to me, right now, the most complete player this year is Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, SGA. Jeremy, it's March. It's March 6th. He may have locked up the MVP award already.
See, if we weren't giving out Dave Matthews Band tickets, couldn't he have come in with Shai? I know it's shit, but you know, like, we've been, anyway.
Take if I back. Ever fall in love. Da-da-do, da-do, do.
SGA, that Paul George trade is going to go down as one of the worst trades in NBA history. And I don't think anybody thought that in the moment because you're like, oh my God, Kawhi and Paul Leonard together, two of the best, you know, wing defenders. Mm-hmm. Luka loves playing them and busting Kawhi and Paul George's ass. So when you look at this season, SGA, the only thing that can keep him from winning this award is him not playing four more games, in my opinion. He needs to play four more games to reach 65 games, and then he's locked in because, look, Jokic is second on that list, but with the way that team's playing and the type of numbers he's putting up, he could even take a step back offensively and, in my opinion, still win this award. Because, again, we've talked about this when it comes to any MVP award, and any teams that win championships, there's fatigue from other people. I hope you understand what fatigue means. There is some Jokic fatigue. That's why, in my opinion, they gave that damn award to Joel Embiid 2 years ago when he shouldn't have got it. But now you look at it, SGA's numbers across the board, he is a complete player offensively and defensively. That Canadian kid is just, he's amazing, man. He's so much fun to watch, and he does it in so many different ways, whether it's attacking the basket, shooting jump shots, getting players involved, rebounding, and then more importantly, D'ing up, which a lot of superstars in this league don't.
Yeah. I think he's just, he's a throwback. All the things that you're saying right now, he's a throwback. And when I'm watching him, Jeremy, I can watch OKC games. You know why? Because that team looks like they're having fun playing basketball. They don't look like it's a job. SGA doesn't look like it's a job. He looks like, man, he looks like the guy that says, man, I do this for free.
Yeah.
You know, I don't get that when I watch Kevin Durant. I don't get that when I watch LeBron, to be honest with you. I don't get that. I get when I see SGA, and I'm not saying he will, but fool me into believing that you would. And he fools me enough to believe that he would do that for free.
So just to tell you about his stats and how efficient this guy is, what I love about him, okay, so he's averaging over 34 minutes a game, which means he's been there, he's playing. And even games that they blow out teams, you got to imagine he's probably even playing more minutes and he's sitting at the end because they've blown out a lot of teams this year.
Right.
Chet Holmgren goes down and gets hurt, and now all of a sudden he's just kind of, he and Jalen Williams kind of soaked up a lot of that usage that the offense has. But he's hitting 11.3 shots on 21.4 shot attempts. And what does that mean? It means he, as a guard, he has a field goal percentage of 526. It's even higher when you talk about efficiency field goal percentage. And then you look at it, three-point shooting, it's good, not great. It's at 38%, but I think a lot of NBA players would take that.
Yeah, it's almost 40%, man.
But again, there's a lot of guys that are shooting over 40.
Well, because he's not a three-point specialist, though.
But
it's just part of his repertoire.
And then he shoots 90% from the free throw line. And on top of that, he's averaging 5 rebounds, over 6 assists, almost 2 steals, and a block every effing game.
Well, for the other numbers, 32.8 points. He's averaging those 6.2 assists to only 2.6 turnovers.
Yep.
So he's almost what, 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
So over 2-1, better than 2-1. So for
and he's
a guy,
not the point guard, but he does get the ball.
I was just about to say that he handles the ball more than anyone on that team. That's how the NBA is. In the NBA, the point guard doesn't handle the ball all the time. Not in that league.
Well,
your best shooter handles the ball all the league.
How about he does all this on 21 shot attempts?
Exactly. This guy is unbelievable, man.
You know, the new thing, there's been a lot of talk about trying to eliminate some of the fouling that goes on in the game because they feel like too many guys are getting to the free throw line, and that's where they're accumulating their stats. Now, he gets to the free throw line with the best of them. Why? Because he's so good at driving, and now they're, you see him turning into a superstar. He's getting those calls.
How do you eliminate the fouling from the game? You foul, you foul.
They're
going to start not protecting the players?
No, the ticky-tack stuff where it's like, oh, the reach in or the I jump into you, where they've tried to, they've dismissed a lot of that.
Okay.
But it's the pump, okay. You know, they're okay. Trying to get rid of some of that stuff because they feel like a lot of guys are doing that. And they're the ones creating the contact and drawing the
foul. I got you now. I'm thinking, what are you doing? How do you eliminate fouls, Minko?
Like that. Ticky-tack stuff. But anyway, I should have been more more upfront with it and talking about what it was. But
am I right in my assessment that he's already locked up the MVP?
I mean, it's hard to say locked up, but right now he's a minus 550 favorite. Nikola Jokic is plus 350. The next guy's 100-1. So they're telling you Nikola Jokic is so special he could catch him, but it ain't likely. There's nobody else in the mix. Like, Karl-Anthony Towns is having an amazing season. He's fifth on the MVP odds list at 250-1, tied with Jason Tatum at 250-1. And then Giannis is 100-1, and that's it. It's Jokic and Alexander. Alexander's winning this award if he plays four more games this year, in my opinion.
That's what he has to play, has to do to be eligible.
Well, yeah, because if you saw, there was a guy that bet $10,000 on Victor Wembanyama to win Defensive Player of the Year, which... Absolute lock. Well, he can't because
he didn't play enough games.
Yeah, as soon as he was out for the year, the guy's like, "You got to be kidding me!" He even tweeted out, "This is the best bet I've ever made. The only way I can lose is if he gets hurt." And then, like a week later, he got hurt. And then now it's probably going to be the Great Barrier Thief, who should have been in that conversation as well. But that's probably who's going to win Defensive Player of the Year.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So, Joe, we gave away the Dave Matthews tickets. Am I right? Who won? Do we know?
Adam Anderson.
Congratulations, Adam Anderson. You won the Dave Matthews tickets. It's going to be Merriweather Post Pavilion, May 31st.
I'd go to AA, but I'm not a quitter. See, his initials were...
Couple of beers, man.
Couple of beers.
Is it?
Try a bump. Anyway, but no, like, we're giving away tickets again in the 9 o'clock hour. I think this is cool. Like, I probably should have asked for Dave Matthews tickets since I've never seen him. It's got to be a good show.
It's a good time, man.
Yeah,
I haven't gone. This is the first time I've gone in a while, though.
Satellite. Yeah, is he going to say
I love this accent you're giving him. Like he's
is
Scottish.
He Irish? No, I don't know what he is right now.
He's born in South Africa, grew up there, but's lived in the States for the last like 40 years.
Like a diamond.
The first time he sounded like Aaron Neville.
I think there is some of that with Dave, like Aaron Neville with a hip hop. No.
Shovels at 8:15, but on the other side, Jerry Palm joins us. He'll explain to us why. He had Maryland as a 7 seed. You know what Jerry should probably do? Don't violate one of life's greatest laws.
What's that?
Don't hold on to it. Puff, puff, pass. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.